Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 29th of November. The prepper tip of the day, please take care of all those pending dental issues. Seriously, nobody wants to be in a dental chair. That's normal. But you really don't want to be going through a long-term crisis with dental issues to deal with on top of it. Okay, this is Firearms Monday. We have with us Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, and the website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, maybe order a piece of thermal imaging device. Here's that number, 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam. Oh, Sam's not here. Well, he'll be with us.
I'm here.
He is here. Okay. He's here or he's not here. Good morning.
I'm here. Good morning.
Well, sir, you're winding down the yearly training at Freedom Center. And are there any classes left to be filled up before the year wraps up here, sir?
Well, we have a ladies-only class on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of this month, coming up here in just a couple of days, and we have I want to say one spot open. So if you can make that class, give me a call this afternoon. We also have a 1,000-yard long range class. This was by demand. We were supposed to be done at the end of November, but because of requests, we have the ladies-only class, and we also have a introduction to 1,000-yard shooting, long-range precision shooting class on the 18th and the 19th of December, and those will be the last two classes of the year.
Well, it's been quite a year. Do you have a rough head count of how many students went through there in this calendar year 2021, sir?
I do. I actually looked at that last night. It looks like around 700.
Oh, that's breathtaking. That is absolutely breathtaking. 700 people that came from all over the country. And how many foreign countries, sir?
I think we had 3 foreign countries this year.
Okay. And so they go back to their home communities, wherever they might be. And they, in turn, if they choose to, they can become instructors to pass along the same knowledge, can't they, sir?
Yeah, that's kind of the whole idea of the Freedom Center, is to train you at a level that you can go back to your communities and transfer that knowledge and be a force multiplier for your community.
A force multiplier. That sounds like a pretty militaristic term.
It actually, the first time I heard that term was in sniper school. We were talking about target priorities, and when you go to sniper school, they teach you about how important a target is to the success of your opponent, and you prioritize based on that. And so the number one most important target is leadership, or what they call command structure. So in other words, if you have a choice between shooting a corporal or shooting a colonel, you're going to shoot the colonel first.
Absolutely.
Because the higher up in the command structure, the more debilitating your shot will be for the opponent. So you start with command and control, and then communications, and then force multipliers. So an example of a force multiplier might be something like a tank. You may shoot the optics of the tank, or you may shoot the antenna on a communications equipment. A force multiplier would, another example would be like, say, a machine gun operator. So if you had a choice between a soldier behind cover, 800 yards away, and a guy running a machine gun nest, you shoot the guy running the machine gun first, because he could do the most damage to your side. And so you go through this extensive priority listing. They don't call them suggestions in training. They call them a sequence. And you are to follow that sequence in a fight.
Well, hopefully people will wake up and smell the coffee and listen to you and I talking today. And when we publish the training schedule for 2022, they'll look it over and they'll make a decision. Oh, I need this. Oh, I think I need that. And they'll sign up for the class. They'll travel to beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, and take the class, get the education they need, go back to their community with this very esoteric information, and train other people to be able to do the same thing. That's what needs to happen as soon as possible, doesn't it, Sam?
John, we're in the middle of a communist takeover, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, don't kill the messenger, but there are people coming for this country. They're coming for you and your family, your job, your way of life, and people better wake up, because this whole land is going to look different by the end of 2022 if we don't put a stop to this corruption and this greed.
Sam, I was recently, in the last month or so, a guest at the home of a gentleman. He's an electrical contractor. He's raising, I think, 6 or 8 children. Has a beautiful home that he built for himself, and a productive, energetic guy, very strong Christian family, by the way. Above each outside entrance is a loaded firearm hanging on hooks, meant to be grabbed at a moment's notice. That's just a small part of the man's private collection. And he's ready to defend his family and defend his country if and when necessary. There's literally hundreds of thousands of men just like him all over the country, aren't there, sir?
There are millions. And the further they take the lies and the tyranny, I don't know if you heard about the African variant.
That's a cover story. There is no African variant. People that got the clot shot are dying, and they need a cover story to convince people that it's something else other than the clot shot, which has destroyed their immune system.
Well,
it's just plain old COVID-19.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what I like to ask people? Show me the test that differentiates between the regular, the original COVID, SARS, COVID-2, blah, 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 and the D variant. Where is that test? And what do you call that test? And how do I buy one?
Mm-hmm. All right.
And the doctors are all of a sudden like, what?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Well, these doctors are clueless. Once they graduate from medical school, the education stops. They get their information from the detail persons, as what they call the salespeople that sell the drugs, who, beginning about 20 years ago, all the detail persons they recruited and hired were all former cheerleaders. So that's where they get their information about drugs, is from the former cheerleaders.
It's so funny that you say that, because when I was a young single man, I dated this woman that looked like a Barbie doll, and she was stone cold model gorgeous. And I mean, there wasn't a flaw on this woman anywhere, and she was probably one of the most beautiful things God ever created. She became a pharmaceutical saleswoman. I mean, it's just funny how they recruit these women that are just stunning by any measure, and they go in and they talk to these doctors and they offer them all kinds of perks for selling their drugs, you know, vacations, seminars in Hawaii and these other exotic, Fiji and these other places. It's an interesting industry. It's also the largest lobby, dollar-wise and person-wise, in Washington, D.C.
Well, I worked for the largest private detective agency in St. Louis, and we always had at least one attractive young woman on our staff to do certain jobs that only an attractive young woman could do. And it's just human nature. Men will like to talk to attractive young women. That's just the nature of who we are, isn't it, Sam?
Well, if you haven't been trained in how to recognize what we call in the intelligence community a honeypot trap, then you are very susceptible to a beautiful woman that wants to chat you up. And that's about all I can say about that.
Even Green Berets are susceptible to it. We had an operation. We were out in the bush, Nantahala National Forest, for a month. And the second day we were there, these two young ladies, about 19, 20 years old, show up wearing Daisy Duke shorts and halter tops. And they had a galvanized tub full of iced soft drinks and bags full of chips and cookies to sell to the guys at the front gate. A couple of weeks later, my job was to do the intelligence, let's say a hydroelectric plant, where the plant was, get photographs and so forth. And these guys have come back having been compromised and being caught. We finally figured out that the girls worked for the opposition. They were the daughters of the opposing force. And our Green Berets were so proud of what they were doing. They talked about the classified missions they were on in order to gain the favors of the young lady selling the soft drinks. So, even Green Berets are susceptible to that. It was a good wake-up call for us. It really was, Sam.
Well, that's an interesting story. I don't know that, other than my first...
Hello, Sam. Did we lose Sam? Hello? Can anybody hear me? Am I on the air? Okay. Am I on the air? Okay. I didn't know. That's why I asked. Looks like we lost Sam temporarily, and he'll be back. You got a question or comment? This is Farmers Monday. The call in number is 512-248-8252. And, okay, he's going to have to reconnect. We're having issues with Skype for the second time this morning, and that's just the nature of Skype sometimes. Sometimes it's rock solid, dependable. Other times we have issues like we do this morning. Well, when Sam's back on, he'll be ready to take your questions about rifles, pistols, training, optics, ammunition, reloading, legislation, anything and everything to do with firearms and the gun culture. We're here to help you with get those answers to you. That's what we do here on Firearms Monday. Okay. There's always something new in the field of the firearms industry. There's something new with the ammunition, something new with optics, obviously something new with firearms. We got the SHOT Show coming up, I believe, in January, and the manufacturers wait to reveal their new products at the SHOT Show. It's by invitation only now. You just can't buy a ticket and go there. It got to the point where they have to restrict the people that go there because they would just be overwhelmed. You couldn't really move through the aisles. If everybody was allowed in the door who wants to get in the door, it'd be problematic with that many people. I know Sam's been to the SHOT Show multiple times himself. I've never been. I would dearly love to go there sometime and see all the displays, but maybe at some point in the future I can make that happen. Anyway, if you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. I don't know what's going on with Sam. My engineer is trying to get him back, and maybe he'll be back before very long. I mentioned earlier in the show a speech by the Chinese Minister of Defense, and it's a free download at my website, by the way. In that speech, he mentions using biological warfare to attack and weaken the United States. Now, that was years ago when that speech was given. I don't have the date here in front of me. It's been 10, 12 years ago, maybe even longer. The Chinese plan their efforts years, decades in advance. Nothing's left to chance. Not a thing. Every I is dotted, every T is crossed. They make sure nothing is left to chance. And they're convinced that their plan is a winnable plan. I don't believe it is myself, but they're convinced it is. That's all that matters, is what they believe. And they fully intend to carry out their plan to conquer the United States, take over the United States, and have possession of our country with no American. Sam, are you back, sir?
I am back. Someone is playing games with my computer this morning. Enjoy them immensely. Would love to meet you in person. Come by and say hi. it's true that there is a plan, a relentless plan, to weaken the United States and then destroy it and then take the spoils. And the same people that have this plan also have a plan to depopulate the earth. And, you know, I posted something the other day online about why trials for drugs, vaccines, these sort of things take years and years to understand the effects that it has on human beings. And we'll talk about that after
we
the
will.
Break.
And we got a break. We got a call and hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back.
Let us, therefore...
We are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a Cyber Monday sale going on right now. An extra $50 off in addition to the normal $50 off. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. He'll answer the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon if you want to order a custom rifle, sign up for a class, get some thermal imaging. Give him a call, 417-718-2597. Sam, we got a caller here. We got Ralph in Ohio. Good morning, Ralph. Go ahead, Ralph. You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, my question, Sam, is you could go into detail about barrel break-in.
Certainly. So... anyone that's looked at the surface of a barrel under a microscope knows that even a hand-lapped barrel, a match-grade hand-lapped barrel, has some rough texture to it. It has some spikes to it. It actually looks like a mountain range does from a distance. A cross-section of it looks kind of rough on the surface. And what you want to do when you break in a barrel is you want to roll the peaks of those mountains towards the muzzle end. and you want to try and smooth that out. And that way, when you fire a rifle round that is copper jacketed, you don't have that rough texture to pick up copper. And so we go through something called a break-in procedure. And on that break-in procedure, we always start up with synthetic oil in the bore. So we clean the barrel extremely well, and we start with a bore wet with synthetic oil. Now, I want to caution you. Do not put synthetic oil or any oil in your bore unless you also know how to take the oil out of the chamber. So functionally, you should have a bore guide that goes up into the throat of the chamber when you're running a cleaning rod into your gun so that you don't wear on the lead angle of the lands. That's the area where the bullet starts the engraving process. So once you have your bore guide in the gun, and hopefully it extends all the way up into the throat of the barrel, then you insert two or three patches of wet synthetic oil. I use Mobil 110 W30. It works great. Now, once you've got the chamber wet with oil, or excuse me, the barrel wet with oil on the inside, then you pull the bore guide out and you take some degreaser on a shotgun mop and you get the oil out of the chamber area. That's important, because if you don't get the oil out of the chamber area, you can increase the thrust on the bolt lugs of your bolt and cause big problems. It becomes a safety issue. So if you don't know how to do that, then have someone else clean your rifle. Anyway, once you get the oil in the barrel area where the lands and grooves are, you go out and you fire one shot, and one shot only. You bring the gun back in and you go through your cleaning procedure. You get the powder fouling out of the way. You get copper fouling off the barrel. You get the hard carbon out of the throat with a patch of JBs. And then you get all of that stuff out that the JBs shakes loose with some more patches of Butch's bore shine. Then you dry the barrel, you degrease the barrel, and you reinsert synthetic oil, two patches of synthetic oil, and you do not ever forget to, like we said, degrease the chamber. Once you've degreased the chamber, then the gun's ready to fire three shots. Three shots only. Then you bring it back in, and you go through that whole cleaning procedure again, removing the powder fouling, the copper fouling, the hard carbon fouling with JBs, cleaning out the junk with Butch's bore shine, then degrease with something like quick scrub or brake cleaner or something like that. Make sure you have your optics, your lenses covered if you're spraying any of these solvents in or near the gun. You're going to need a little on a patch to get everything out of the barrel. It should be clean and dry. Then you insert two patches or three patches of synthetic oil, degrease your chamber, and go fire five shots. And you keep, and then you fire five shots at a time. Now, generally speaking, with a barrel that I've hand lapped and nitrided, I can break a gun in with about 14 or 15 shots. So fire one, go through your cleaning procedure, fire three, go through your cleaning procedure, fire five, go through your cleaning procedure, maybe five more, and the barrel's good to go. Now, on other barrels that I haven't made, I have seen as many as 30 shots, 29 to 34 shots to break a barrel in. I think one guy even said it took 50 shots to break his barrel in. But you do it in five-shot increments. You go through your cleaning procedure and fire five shots after you go through the 1-3-5 cycle.
Ralph, hold on. Sam, we got a bottom of the hour break. Everybody, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, we're going to have a Cyber Monday sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place, you already pay full price. I'm not going to change my automated system for a one-day sale. The sale goes till until noon tomorrow. And go ahead and get those savings. And I have a toll-free hour line also. Don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. I take care of it personally. 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, do you have anything more to add about breaking in barrels, sir, for Ralph?
Well, I'm just curious if he has any questions about the procedure I just laid out.
Ralph, you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah. How will you know when the break-in procedure is completed? That's the only thing I had to ask.
Yeah, that's a great question. You'll know when you take your five shots, you come in, you throw some Butch's boar shine, you push that through the boar, and then you go to your suites, and there's no copper in the barrel. A broken-in barrel with five shots will have practically no copper in it at all. Now, when you use an ammonia-based solvent like sweets, which we highly recommend you use that to check your barrel, that particular ammonia product turns copper blue. So when it oxidizes the copper and takes it off your barrel, it leaves a pretty blue color, like a blue LED on the patch. It's pretty radiant, actually. And so you'll know that your break-in procedure is complete when you don't see copper on the patch when you get to the copper removal phase.
Okay. You got your questions all answered there, Ralph?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay, the call number is 512-248-8252. It's a wake-up call to, and quite shocking to me to find out that after shooting rifles for half a century, I did not even know how to properly clean a rifle. But I'm grateful I got that knowledge. And is the rifle cleaning protocols at your website, Sam?
There's actually a video.
A video? That's even better.
At the website of me cleaning an AR-15. And so if you're interested in some of the techniques used in the proper way to clean a rifle, I would highly recommend you go check out the video at freedomcentertraining.com.
Well, that would be the thing to do. And we have our next caller here. We got Bill in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Bill.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, John?
Go ahead. You're on air, Bill.
Okay, thank you. First off, John, I want to thank you for all the effort that you put into this. I've been listening to you for many years, those cold, long winter, late afternoons on Sundays. And that's we go back a few years with that.
That's a while ago, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I have a thing for Sam Andrews here about annealing.
Go ahead.
Okay. Sam, there's several annealers out there on the market. You have the carousel type with the torches on it, okay?
Yeah.
And you have that new amp annealer,
mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay.
Yes.
I found on YouTube there's a real cheap way to do it. It's an induction heater, and for about $250, you can build your own, and, man, it works great.
Yeah, if you're handy with tools and electronics and you have a little workshop and you can build your own induction annealing system, that's the way to go, because the induction annealing is a little more accurate than the torches. And, of course, it's also, when you buy one, the most expensive way to go. So if you can build your own, that's a great idea.
Well, This comes from, you buy the annealer from Amazon with the coils and everything. But if you really want to make it accurate, you have to do two things. You have to buy the timer, and that's about a $10, $12 item. That's not a big deal. And the induction coils that you get with the kit, they're insulated with that high-temp sheathing on them. They're they're too big, so you have to kind of unwind them a little bit and wind it up to your specs the way you want it. The shorter the length of the coils from the tool to the coil, that length plus the number of coils, you can do one heck of a job. I've been doing, we got a couple here. We got a 308 Norma Mag. I have a 7 millimeter sitting on top of a 300 Weatherby, and They do those cases in 4.8 seconds each.
Yep.
And I tell you what, if you're not careful, you can easily melt the brass.
Yeah, a lot of people don't really understand induction, but it's basically energy in a magnetic field. And you know what makes it such a great tool is it's very powerful, like you just described, but it also is very precise. And we use it to localize heat treat steel. We use an induction process. And it's just an incredible tool. Now, the one disadvantage to induction annealing is if you ever lose power or they cut your power to try and gain compliance in this little attempted communist takeover, you're not going to be able to anneal unless you have a backup power source and a significant one, because it does take a little bit of electricity to run an induction heating coil.
Yeah, this I'm just going to give this quick YouTube thing. It's a DIY induction annealing brass. And that's it's a 14-15 minute video. It sounds like the fellas from Texas. It's very well thought out, and it's cheap compared to all the other gadgets that you can buy. That's enough of that. I have another question on the length of a case neck. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I have a rifle here that this was never in bench competition, but it was built for bench competition. It has the book
for
a 308 Norma.
Is it a 6 PPC or what cartridge is it?
Well, this is a 308 Norma mag.
Okay.
One of them. Okay. The book overall case length is 2.559. Now, the gunsmith that built it said it has a longer neck because the shooters wanted a longer neck. I don't know if it had. They believed it was better for.
They thought it was better for accuracy.
Yes, exactly. And that's like a 45 thousandths difference. Now, can I shoot 2.559s through that longer neck length? Will it damage anything? Like a 45 thousandths difference.
Well, I don't know how you'd get a Norma case to be 2.559.
Let me interrupt you. The way I do it is, I take a 300 Winchester mag case and run it through a Redding forming die.
Oh, I got you. So you can make them any length you want, because the 300 Win mag's much longer.
Yes, it is. Yes, and even at that, after I do that in full length, size them, and I trim them, I measure them. I'm like.
Okay, so let's talk about case length in a rifle case. Now, you're talking about a belted magnum.
Yes.
Okay, and so the belt on the magnum is problematic. That's why the modern mags like the new 300 Norma mag and the 338 Lapua mag, they don't have belts. Okay? But the older magnums, the 7mm Remington mag, the cartridge you speak of, the 300 Win mag, they all have belts. And the cartridge was designed to head space on the belt rather than the shoulder. Now, most gunsmiths design their reamers so that they take the belt out of play, and then you can bump the shoulder and use that to control head space more precisely. Okay? And so on any rifle cartridge where your head spacing on the head of the brass and the shoulder, which hopefully you're doing with your setup, in that environment, okay, the last thing that you want is a neck that's close to your chamber dimension. So if your chamber dimension is 2.559, you'd want to trim all of your brass like at 2.540. You'd want to be 15 to 20,000 short of that, because the only way you can have problems is to inadvertently get some case stretch, like if you didn't have quite enough lube on that piece of brass when you sized it. And then you've got, when you go to chamber that gun, it's 2.559 1/2, and as you cam the bolt home, it literally crimps the brass around your neck and changes your neck tension and causes your pressure to spike. So on a bottleneck cartridge where you head space on the shoulder, the cartridges don't even all have to be exactly the same length. If there's 5/1000ths of variance and they're all shorter than 2.555, you're fine. The critical element is neck tension, not the length of the neck itself. It's the total neck tension. So the last thing you want to be is close to that spec of 2.559. You want to stay away from that. You want to stay significantly shorter than that.
Yeah, well, we have a measurement of 2.602 for the he told me not to neck them any longer than 2.602. So my question was, if I take a shorter neck, a 2.559 neck, and put it in there, will that be an issue?
Okay, so your chamber spec is 2.559?
That's what the book gives you. Okay, my chamber spec is 2.604. Now that's the extra long neck.
2.604.
Yes, that's the extra long neck.
So about 45,000ths longer. Right.
Right.
So
exactly.
You'll have no issue if you run brass at 2.559.
Oh, okay. Now, good.
40,000ths as long as you're shorter than the actual dimension of your chamber, you'll have no issue. And you want to be at least 10 to 15,000ths shorter.
Sure.
But as ideally, you want your necks to all be the same length, because that helps you with the consistency of the neck tension. And 40,000ths difference is a large difference in neck length, so that is going to create some neck tension differential for you. But if they're all the same length and they're all 2.559 and your head spacing off the shoulder, no problem whatsoever. You can run it without issues. What you can't do is take a piece of brass that's 2.6 and put it in a 2.559 chamber.
Right.
That'll cause you big problems. So if you're
a little
short and they're all the same length, no issue. But what you can't be is even a hair long.
Right. That's where the annealing comes in, as far as because I found that before I resize, I anneal all my, before I full length size everything, I will anneal all the cases. And it measure them through a chronograph.
Before you full length size them?
Yes.
You should be doing that after you full length size them.
After?
Yes.
Why?
So the whole point of annealing is to remove the work hardening that occurs when you size. So it's important to anneal after you size. That way you'll get the most consistent neck tension.
Well, I've noticed, I will do that. I will try that. What I found is I get more consistent velocities every time I load cases, take them out, test them, load them, shoot them, testing. The velocities are more consistent. Very, very consistent. There isn't much.
When you anneal, correct?
Yes, exactly. So
yeah,
all the ones I feed one at a time. Yes, those all get annealed every time.
Yeah, just every make one. Sure you do your annealing after you're done sizing.
Okay, I didn't realize.
That will give you even more consistent neck tension.
Okay. We will work on that.
Roger that.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help and your patience.
Great call.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate
the call.
Bye-bye,
John.
Okay. Looks like our, let's see, our next caller is Tom in Maryland, I believe.
Yes, sir. Tom from Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Happy holidays to the both of you. I have two questions. If there are callers in the queue, I'll keep it to one. I'd like to ask your guest, Mr. Moore, about a rifle I inherited many years ago. It's a bolt action 2.22 caliber. I shortly thereafter inherited.
Hold that thought, Tom. Hold your thought. We got a break. We're right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Let's go ahead with answering Tom's. Well, Tom, you didn't finish asking your question. Go ahead, sir.
So after I inherited this bolt action 222 rifle, shortly thereafter came across a WW2 Official Army Manual, it was about 2.22 rifle being used as a sniper rifle, and I was wanting to get your opinion on its effectiveness as a sniper rifle and just opine a bit on the 2.22 caliber for that purpose.
Okay, so the 2.22 Remington, the original cartridge, had no parent case. It was actually introduced in 1950. So your manual's probably not a World War II manual. It's probably a Korean War or more recent manual.
Okay.
But it was the very first cartridge that was rimless in the 22 caliber. Okay, now it got expanded to the 222 Magnum and then the 220 Special and all of that stuff. But eventually, someone developed the 5.56 NATO, the round that we know now. We call the 223 Remington. But the 222 Remington was the beginning of it all from a 222 cartridge standpoint. And, of course, people came out with 22-250s and stuff like that that had about 40-50% more power than the original 222. And then when the 223 was developed, it was only about 5% less than the 222 Magnum. And so the 222 Remington Magnum is probably the proper way to say that. And so the 222 was basically the match accuracy cartridge of choice up until the early 1970s. And then it was eventually replaced by the 6PPC, the Palmisano and Pindell cartridge. Ferris Pindell was a friend of mine. He was a bench rest shooter and a brilliant machinist. And he's the guy that actually taught me how to cut and lap threads on a threaded barrel joint. And he developed the 6PPC, but until they came out with that cartridge, the 222 Remington was the accuracy cartridge of choice from about 1952 to almost 1972.
So would it be fair to say that in theater that it would still be an effective rifle and round for, I guess, shorter range sniping?
Absolutely. So even mid-range, so out to 400, 500 yards, the 222 Remington had a tremendous reputation for accuracy and would have been fine on headshots inside 400 yards.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Tom. We got a top hour break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle